Hello and welcome to just a very quick bit of news and a bit of a follow-up. The interesting thing I think that most of you are picking up on is the situation with the Federal Reserve Bank and what's happened there. And that's quite interesting. It's something that isn't just, magicked out of thin air, something that I think was in the making for some time. When it became obvious that the president was going to go down the route of giving money to individuals, not just corporations, but individuals. I think it's, isn't it, $1,200 in the first month and then another $1,200 in the second month and then $500 for children. And what's really important is that the Fed had to act. It had to print the money. That's what it's there for. So it was producing money to support the banking system, but then also it had to support the more private sector, which is very difficult for the Federal Reserve to jump across from a banking environment into the private sector. So it needed some form of go-between to make that happen. But basically, the Federal Reserve went bust. Now, what I mean by that is that by electronically producing money, physically producing money to the extent that it has done, even the most die-hard believers in it'll go on, the wagon will keep rolling, realized that something quite serious was about to occur. And so basically what's happened is that the Treasury, which is the government, is basically not just financially backing the Fed, but is taking over the management of it at some level. So I don't, people are using the word nationalization. That's a word that Americans don't use very much. Who would have thought a Republican president would have done it? But these aren't normal times, are they? And perhaps nationalization is not the right word. Maybe a better word would be brought back under the control of government. And that would be a much better term and a much more frightening term to those people that took a US off the gold standard, created the paper money system, and did all those rather despicable things, going right back to the situation with the Titanic and the bankers on board the sister ship of the Titanic. So I don't see it as a nationalization. I see it as the first stage in the United States government taking back, I don't know, ownership isn't the right word, but taking back some control over the Federal Reserve. And the only reason this was able to happen was not just because the Federal Reserve needed the Treasury to become involved to finance private companies, but because basically, without the backing of government, Federal Reserve couldn't go beyond a certain point of money creation. People would turn around and say, "Well, who's backing you?" Never before would the Fed thought it would have to ask and answer that question, but that's it basically. Is the government backing you? And the only way the government would back the Fed is if it had part ownership of the management of that. So that's an incredibly important outcome. It won't be the only outcome to this situation. There are many exciting things happening. But for those of you who, and there's lots, who've been following the true President Trump, you'll have known that he, as we say in Great Britain, had a bee in his bonnet regarding the Fed for a long time. Many US presidents did, but didn't have the fortitude or the strength or the determination to take the Fed on. And those that did probably were threatened or lost their lives or family members' lives. So we have a situation where the Federal Reserve had no choice but to accept this because it was the only way out of this situation. So, as somebody said to me, isn't it funny how silver linings can come out of, clouds? In other words, what appears to be quite a dark situation can strangely throw up interesting opportunities that, a good person can look at and say, "Well, we can get something good out of this." So that's, I think, the most important news, and we'll see how else that develops. Well, I've asked for a meditation with all connecting consciousness members, and you should, if you're a CC member and you've checked your spam folder, you should have received an email from me, basically saying that tomorrow, Sunday at 12 noon your local time, I would like you to do a short meditation. It's not, bluntly to stop the virus. What I'm actually asking you to do is to join a meditation to help to bring this earth up to the fifth dimension, to raise the vibration of just yourself, but the people, the humans, and the planet. In the email that I've sent you, I've explained in much more detail than that, and also why, instead of a global meditation at the same time, I have done this as a rolling wave. Excuse me. So 12 noon, your local time, it might be 3 p.m. someone else's, or 8 a.m. someone else's. And what we're going to do is create a rolling wave, because I want to connect with Gaia's energy, which is a wave type energy, because what we're facing is not just the virus, it's some artificial intelligence in there. But we want to join hands with Gaia, we want to join hands with the Earth and fight this. But we're going to do it in a way that raises vibration, puts that impetus in, shows the Earth that there are loads of us who care. And we want the best for the planet and for people. So meditation, 12 noon, your local time. And if you're a CC member, you will have the email. Your country coordinators should also perhaps be messaging you themselves, because although I've said this is the framework of the meditation, because we're not a top-down organization in the true sense of the word, I've said to the coordinators that you can put your own interpretation on that. As long as you work within the framework, then you can take it any way you want. So very exciting. I know many of you have been wanting to do something. Sometimes we all feel a little bit, held back, or a little bit upset, because we want to be doing something proactive. But I had to choose what I thought was the right moment. I had to choose the right time. Sometimes if we just ran like a locomotive, as soon as the brakes were off, one might, hit the hardest part of the wall, whereas what I want to do is to hit the thinnest part of the wall, so we've got the impetus and the chance of breaking through that barrier and making some progress. So thank you very much in advance. 12 noon tomorrow your time. Just need to be a few minutes. It's not going to be a big thing. So all members of Connecting Consciousness, please check your emails. If you haven't got it, please send an email to your coordinator, just to get some guidance. But do please check that you haven't missed it somewhere in your folders. All right, so that's the situation. We've got the usual business with this virus. I think one of the quite striking things that's coming up is the reports, which I think are credible, that Chinese phone companies are reporting that their membership, their customers, has reduced quite significantly. When everybody has a contract with a cell phone or a mobile phone company, they'll take the details, and there's somewhere between 7 million and 15 million, someone putting in at 21 million. Let's just be somewhere between 7 million and 15 million. People seem not to be using their mobile phone at the moment. The contract has gone down. So before we say that means somewhere between 7 million and 15 million Chinese died of this virus, what we have to say very carefully is, let's be sure that it's not the Chinese government using that as an opportunity to target a lot of individuals who they thought were troublemakers, political dissidents, free thinkers, people who've been to the West too much, in their opinion. So we have to be very careful that it isn't the fact that the Chinese have literally just locked people up rather than they've died of the virus. We have to be very careful that we don't just assume that they've all been rounded up and sent off to reptilian abattoir ships. It does happen, but I haven't any information on that. I mean, we're talking a lot, you know, we're talking millions. So before we immediately, you know, say that this is what's happened, and we don't really know, but we want to say it because it suits our agenda. We've been talking about it for years, maybe, and, you know, we want to push that. Let's just wait. Could be the Chinese government have literally just forced people into concentration camps. Literally. Good opportunity from their perspective, with all the eyes of the world taken off to their own problems. Now's the time to clean up your own backyard. Many dictatorships have done that. That's a possibility. Or as a possibility that these people literally have died of this disease. Literally, quite possibly. Some years ago there was an earthquake in China. Hundreds of thousands were killed in that, and the Chinese just literally bulldozed them all into a huge trench. Didn't even bother reporting it. So yes, that is possible. And it's also possible that some of these people have been taken off planet. But I haven't got any information on that. But I do believe that this is credible, that these phone receipts, if you like, are accurate. The other thing I think is just to reiterate the connection between very elite people and the virus laboratory, and that's exactly what it is or what it was. And the information coming out now that you know, this laboratory has been advertising for a certain vacancy. You know, PhD young man, young woman with a PhD, you know, I think it was looking at work with snakes or bats, particularly the SARS, coronavirus, Ebola, all of these type of nasty diseases. And they wanted somebody predominantly from the West who had those experiences to come and join their team. And what I would tell you, although it's not widely out there, maybe it's not out there at all, but the advert that was placed in this Wuhan virus den, I'm going to call it that, it's not a proper laboratory, it's just a war machine. And I think what the important point here is that the actual reporting, which is genuine reporting, it's their own website, excuse me, basically says that they wanted to recruit this person. It was one day after the young man who stole the vial of culture was shot dead in the marketplace. And it's very interesting that there's another little piece of evidence to back up what we're saying, that this guy stole this item, took it out of the laboratory, he was released into the laboratory, he's dead. So what do they do? Chinese are very organized like that, they're very procedural, you know, Z comes after A and we'll do it this way, and that's the procedure we follow. They stick an advert on their website to replace him. And that's exactly what that was. That's an advert to replace the guy that was shot dead in the marketplace who had the vial of disease virus which smashed on the stone floor. And I thought that was interesting. So as we go through this process, little bits of information which taken on their own perhaps don't amount to very much, but when we begin to add it to what we already know, then we do, you know, pick up a picture. There are lots of debate now whether there's a, you know, going to be a mass alien invasion, whether this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And those of you who've listened to me, thank you for a long time, know that one of my planks, if you like, is, well, if there would have been an alien invasion, it would have been when we had bows and arrows. It wouldn't be when we could give a reasonably good account of ourselves. And if you are in control or semi in control of a planet and the people on that planet, You don't actually want to rock the boat. The bad guys don't actually want to rock the boat. They want the status quo. It's been working for them for thousands of years. Why would they want to change it? Now, one of the answers that is put forward is that because humanity is evolving and changing, and I accept that, that is exactly happening. But what the elite, the evil elite, are trying to do is not to destroy everything that they have built as a control mechanism, but what they're trying to do is to take out the good guys so that everything just goes back to the way they want it. So I don't believe in an alien invasion. I do believe in increased UFO activity. I think right across the globe there will be. If it hasn't already been reported, please expect it to be so. A very big increase in UFO activity from both sides of the camp, the negatives and the positives, who are now taking a very obvious action. In other words, when there's a sort of a war in space, then it dies down, then there's a war in space and it dies down. During the lull period, which we've been in actually for some months now, it's a bit like the Americans sending a fleet to a particular hotspot to wave the flag to try and bring some order. And what these groups do is they'll send fleets of ships to send as a signal to the other side that they mean business. And it's a game of bridge or poker where one side is continually trying to up the ante on the other. So I don't think there'll be an alien invasion, but I do think that we will see a massive increase in contact and very obvious signs. So we have to be very careful on the internet. 99.9% of everything on there is just computer graphics. It's just somebody being very stupid and very silly creating something. Occasionally there is that piece of really genuine stuff. So if you do have something that's really genuine and you post it, don't just post it. Write something which anyone can read, which shows that you're a genuine person. You know, most of the stuff that's posted has very little to it, and you just don't know where it comes from and doesn't have that sort of character to it. That if you're an ordinary person and you've filmed something, you don't have to put your name or your address, but you can just give a little bit of the background, and that actually does carry a lot of weight. People who are faking things just tend to put these videos out and just let them run. So please watch out for that. We should expect some more interest. In terms of the lockdown of Great Britain, I'd be hugely surprised if in 2 weeks' time it's cancelled and it's released. As it stands, it will be extended because the numbers of infections are growing hugely here in Great Britain. And the only way, or the only reason, that we would have this semi-martial law reduced was if President Trump puts a great deal of pressure on Britain to follow his lead and start to releasing some of the lockdowns, or the infection rate, the death rate drops significantly, or key black hat individuals either leave Great Britain, leave the place, or are taken out, or that concern has been eliminated. So they're the only reasons that we would return to a much more open situation. So this lockdown is definitely to keep people from passing the virus on, but it's also a very handy cover for individuals to fight it out behind the scenes. So I don't have anything bad to tell anyone today. I think it's very exciting news about the Fed. I think it's a real opportunity for us for the meditation to try and do something really good. So thank you very much indeed, everybody, and let's see where we develop. Probably won't do one Sunday tomorrow, but maybe back to normal on the Monday. All right, take care. Bye bye.